You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chazal tell us that during this period of time of the 3 weeks, there are many different tragedies that took place from time of antiquity to the present. And because of all of those terrible tragedies taking place, ultimately, according to the Midrashim, the Zman of the 3 weeks came into existence, starting with Yizayin B'Tammuz, corresponding to the Chet of the Egel Hazav, and ending with the day of Tisha B'Av, which corresponds to the Chet of the Meraglim and their Meraglim rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 3 weeks are Zmanim of Avelos, of Tshuva, and the Rambam, in highlighting what these days are all about, says, Yeshom Yavim Shekol Yisrael Mes'anim Behem. There are days that Chazal designated as Yemei Tainus, that we all have to fast, Ne'atzarash Erev Behem, because of the terrible tragedies that took place during these periods of time, Kedei Le'ira HaLevavos, Liftoach Dachi HaTshuva, we should arouse our hearts, open up the pathways to repentance. Yezeh Zichron L'maaseinu HaRa'im HaMaaseh Avaseinu, we should have a remembrance of perhaps of some of the deeds of our ancestors, Shehoch HaMaaseh Atah, which have still remnants in what's happening today in our world at large. Some of these Maisim HaRa'im Garem Lehem V'lanu Otzaraus, service that we have are because perhaps of the spiritual failings and the activities we do because of these spiritual failings. Shebezichon do elin noshuv lahetiv, but the hope is by remembering the tzaras that were caused because of our ma'aseh ra'im of the past, that will ma'or us to do tshuva, to do good things. Shenema hisvadu esavonim esavonavosam. If a person remembers his past activities and does tshuva and wants to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will makabel la tshuva and eradicate all the tzaras in the world that were caused by our Maisim HaRam of antiquity. The Chai Odom says, therefore, one of the Avedas of the 3 weeks in particular is therefore to lefaset b'masav, to analyze our deeds. The Iker is not the fast. The fast is only a hachana for us to spend time to analyze what we're doing. But the Iker is shini hamasa, to change our activities from bad to good, to better our ways when it comes to our connection to Hashem and our Torah, to the world at large. So if that's the case, the Tainus is a hachana v'tshuva. And therefore, we have to not just experience the 3 weeks, we have to undergo a metamorphosis because of the 3 weeks and end up a better, more stable, spiritual, holier person as a result of experiencing the experience of 3 weeks. So when we finish the 3 weeks, we'll be able to go on with our lives on a higher spiritual plane, preparing ourselves ultimately for Chodesh Elul and for the month of Tishrei. So we're in a Zman of Hachana now, so listen carefully as we get into the 3 weeks. I want to mention that the Rambam on the Mishnah Masechtas Tainus lists all the terrible things that took place on Yudzayin B'Tammuz and on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av in particular, that day, the Rambam makes a little Hosafot that the Mishnah doesn't have in Masechtas Tainus. The Rambam says, Ubo bayom hamuchin leparanias. Especially the day of Tisha B'Av is a day that unfortunately has been set aside for a day of tragedy, of destruction. And the question is, what is the Rambam alluding to in this statement? So the Mefarshim point out, there's a very famous Gemara Masechtas Tainus in Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara tells us, when it comes to dating, the dates of many of the Tanaisim, which are mentioned by Chazal, the Rapsukim in Tanakh, to tell us when the various types of events that the Tanaisim correspond to, when historically they took place. When it comes to Churban Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says we have a Kabbalah that it took place on Tisha B'Av. The first one we have a more of a documentary date. The second one is based upon a Kabbalah. And the Gemara says, how do we know the second Churban took place on Tisha B'Av the same way the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? The Gemara answers, Megagalin Schus Liyom Zakai, the Chovil Rechiyuv. Based upon the Kabbalah we have, the good things happen on good days, bad things and tragedies happen on bad days. And if that's the case, if you have a Churban of a Bayis Sheni taking place, it must have taken place on the worst day of the year, on Tisha B'Av, the same way the Churban of Bayis HaRishon took place on Tisha B'Av. The Churban of Bayis Sheni also took place. It's a Zaman of Parodius, as the Rambam says, and therefore, bad things happen on bad days. Chazal tell us that this has a very deep yesod behind it, which is articulated by our Rishonim when it comes to their interpretation of Psukim in the Torah. One of the most famous who dealt with this is the Rabbeinu Bachya in his Pirush the Sefer Bereishis. And he says, when Hashem created the world, He created two entities. Bara Olam Chamori, the physical universe in which we live, was the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But He also created Bara Olam Hazman, the concept of time. It's also a entity of existence that Hashem physically brought into existence, the concept of time. And this time, the concept of time, is Mushpa Umashpia. Time has an ability to have impressions placed in it. It receives impressions for good and for bad, and it has the ability to therefore give out susceptibilities to good and bad, because time is live, it lives with us, it can cause good things to happen, it could also cause or facilitate bad things to happen. Very interesting concept of Rabbeinu Bachya ben Osher. Moshe Chaim Lotzato, in his famous sefer, the Derech Hashem, perpetuates and basically is marech on this. It's the Sifrei Kabbalah. He points out when it comes to good days, the Yom Tovim we have during the year in our Jewish calendar, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and such, that ultimately speaking, the Nisim and the flaws that took place during these time periods for Klal Yisrael left an indelible impression on the time frame of that part of the year. Since they were Yimei Simcha V'Sasim for Klal Yisrael, when these specific events took place in Jewish history, they remain as Yimei Simcha V'Kedusha Ad HaYom Hazeh, the various types of tikkun in the Klal Yisrael on a positive level. When it came to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the positive tikkunim that took place are for us a physicality and, more importantly, our spirituality, our Kedusha and such. When we experience these Yom Tov each and every year during this time frame, we have a microform of those tikkunim impacting upon us to raise us to a higher spiritual darga during the experience of that Yom Tov during that time frame of the year. Interesting and fascinating. Chazal point out that this ultimately comes from the fact that Hashem and Pashas Baal already told Klal Yisrael, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chodashim, Rishonu L'Chodshei Hashana. Chazal tell us that Chazal were given the concept of being able to mekavish the Chodesh. The Bezen Hagodah was given the achrayas and the capacity, Shetikra Osa Mikra Kodesh, that whatever you designate based upon your calculation, for instance, as Reish Chodesh Nisan, that will determine when ultimately Pesach takes place, with all the misses that take place on Pesach itself. The Mrs. Asay, the Mrs. Los Asay. In turn, you will then know when ultimately Shavuos is going to take place, because the Shavuos is a calendar dated based upon the second day of the Yom Tov of Pesach when we start counting Sfira. By day 50, you know when Shavuos is going to take place. So the ultimate Kiddush HaChodesh of Nisan literally gives us an understanding of the historical day during the year that we observe Pesach and ultimately Shavuos itself. Klal Yisrael, by having been given a Kedusha, a sanctification, Har Sinai, and Hashem was Mekadosh us with Torah Mitzvahs, and gave us the sanctity of being Kaddish with Kedushas Klal Yisrael, were given the power to Mechadish and Mechadish the Chadashim, which in turn was Mechadish and Mechadish all the Yom Tovim we reserve Kol Hashem Kula. That's why when it comes to the Yom Tovim, in the Nusach HaTfilah, we say Mechadish Yisrael V'Hazmanim. By the fact that Hashem was Mechadish Klal Yisrael, He gave us the power, the Koyach, to Mechadish Zman, by being Kover Reish Chedish, and the various Yom Tovim we observe during the year. Our Kedushas Yisrael gives us the power through the Bezin HaGadol to sanctify the days of the year for the various Yom Tovim. That's a manifestation of our Kedusha, of Kedushas Yisrael, which is manifested through the Bezin HaGadol. So we therefore see that having impact upon a time frame is something given to us because of our Kedushas Yisrael, going back to the time of Kabbalah, Satara, HaSinai, even in Pashas Bo, Hashem was Mechadish this to us at that specific period in time. So there is a concept of what's called Yomei HaZakai, Megalgon Schus Leim HaZakai, good days of the year have Zechuyas taking place. And in fact, what the Rabbi Hashem says through Sefer Yirmiyah, when it comes to remembering the good things that Klal Yisrael did, Yitzias Asrayim, the Pasuk says, Zechatu lachesun urayich avas klosayich, lech tech achrei bamidva eretz lo zarua, that Hashem does not forget all the acts of Mesiris Nefesh that Klal Yisrael performed throughout the generations. They stay as eidos in front of Hashem eternally. We were therefore sanctified this as a Zaman of Geul and redemption. And every year when we go through the Jewish calendar, experience Pesach and the concept of the Sfiris Hayomim, between Pesach and between Shavuos, Hashem remembers the Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, the Kiddush Hashem we perform during that time frame as we prepare for Kabbalah Satira. But unfortunately, we have a concept of us causing bad things to happen as well, causing Zman to be turned into a negative concept, and that brings us to today's topic. What made the 3 weeks become the 3 weeks were activities that took place within the year after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Two major chatoyim came into existence that caused the entire Zman of unfortunate negativism to come into existence. The Maisa of the Egel Hazal, which we're discussing now, and the Maisa of the Chet of the Meragim later on, the Merida against Hashem, where Christ was showed their unwillingness to go into Eretz Yisrael, to capture the land and make it our Jewish homeland. Let me analyze both of these chatoyim quickly to get into the heart of today's shir. When it comes to understanding the chet of the Egel Hazav and the chet of the Meraglim, so Chazal tell us very, very explicitly that the chet of the Egel Hazav, which is difficult to understand after what all Klal Yisrael experience with the various Nisan miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the miracles that took place in the Midbar itself before we even came to Kabbalah Satera, he had that experience of being Makabal Panei Shechina, Panim Panim, with levels of Nevuah that only Moshe up until that point in time were able to experience. Klal Yisrael had those abilities to experience Hashem, as the Chuvas HaRashba says momentarily at Kabbalah Satera. Despite all that they saw, when Moshe basically disappeared and they were fearful that Moshe would not return anymore, they made an Egel Hazav. Now, Al Pipshuta Shemiku would appear that the Egel Hazav was quite obviously an act of idolatry. How could Klal Yisrael, the Mefarshim, ask, having seen all that they saw about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and having heard the concepts of Hashem, of Lo Yehulacha Elam Achrem Apana, he can't have any idolatrous belief in any foreign gods. How is it conceptually possible to understand that Moshe disappeared, they started worshipping an Egel Hazav, and in fact, there was some members of that group, specifically the Erev Rav, that came up with Klal Yisrael as well, and the Galgeras, that did worship idols when Moshe was no longer able to come back. Most of Klal Yisrael, according to Chazal, did not worship any idols. They had other kavanas in what the Egel Hazav was being made to serve as an intermediary between them and Kadosh Baruch Hu. the Beis Halevi, the famous Rav Yosef Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal, one of the last Rosh Hashivas of the Volozhin Yeshiva. This Rav Soloveitchik was the father of the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, started the Brisk dynasty. That he writes in his Sefer, in his Perish L'Chumash, very, very beautifully, that it's incomprehensible, really, to believe that Klal Yisrael would worship idolatry at this point in time. So if that's the case, there are many Jews who could obviously wanted the Egel Azov for positive purposes to serve as an intermediary between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Beis Halevi has a whole Mahalach that when Klal Yisrael saw, when they had Kriyas Yamsuf, the Kisa covered hovering over them. And even a Shitvah saw, when it comes to Hashem as Divine Shechina, the Kisa HaKavit, the Merkavas HaShechina, that she saw more than even later on Yecheskel Ben Buzi was able to see. So they saw in this specific chariot in heaven, supervising the Kriyas Yam Suf, that there was a Shar as one of the four figurines, a Moshe, and that they looked upon the Kisa HaKavit as a communicative dice between them and the Rabbeinu Shalom in supervision. So Moshe didn't come back, and he was up until that point in time the communicative device between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't come back. So let's make a micro form of the ox, and the Kisa HaKavod will have basically an eagle rather than the ox itself to serve as the communicative device. That was the Kavanah according to the Beis Halevi of most of the Jews. But the Erev Rav didn't have those Kavanahs. Their Kavanah was to worship the eagle rather than Hashem or anything else. They wanted to go back to their idolatrous beliefs. And if that's the case, the Beis Halevi says, so why were the Jews punished or threatened to be punished? Because at Har Sinai, when all of the people standing there who wanted to undergo Girat Halacha and Mekabel Torah v'Mitzvos, and the Erev Rav was part of the outsiders who wanted to join the Jews and undergo Girat Halacha, as Chazal tell us, the problem was, as the Beis Halevi says, is that at the time of Kabbalah Satara, we said, Nase v'nishma, and the Medrash Tanchum and the Zohar tells us, Klal Yisrael will call upon themselves, not only to be responsible for their own mitzvah performance, but to be responsible for the mitzvah performance of each and every Jew in Klal Yisrael as well, Ko Yisrael, Arevim, Zeh L'Zeh, we're responsible halachically for not only our mitzvah performance, and the lack of allowing people, ourselves or others, to do Averos, that's an Achrayus we had, and that was the Tanai upon which Matan Torah took place, Nasa v'nishma, we will do, we will hear, a corporate responsibility. So says the Beis Halevi, when the Erev Rav started to worship the Egel as an idolatry, they had the Chiv on a Chiv derais of Achrayus to stop them, to prevent them, and by the fact they stood by and did not stop them and allow them to perform Avodah Zarah, we're there for Mitzchai because of Koyisra Raven Zelazah, the Nasa Venishma, and that's why we were threatened with punishment for allowing this to take place on Amitz. So interesting Mahalach of the Beis Halevi, but Benkach or Benkach, since there was a Chet of the Egel Azad that took place, it caused the Zaman that the eagle started to be worshipped, Yizayim B'Tavitz, as a Zaman of Parodius for Klal Yisrael. And if that's the case, it turned a potential positive Zaman into a negative Zaman of Parodius. And that's how that Zaman was created as a time of tragedy. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis, when it comes to Impashas Ki Sitza, that Hashem will continuously remember this chet, Tanim Hashem Rav Yosi, Eisi Muzamenes L'Paronius, that the Zman of the Shviras Haluchas, which responded to the Avodah Zarah and worshipping of the Egel Hazav, even if it was only done by the Erev Rav, but we had the Achrayas to stop them, became a Zman Paronius, which therefore made this Zman into a Zman Paronius, as the Rambam alludes to, in his parish, his Mishneh Torah, talking about the Zmanei Paronius, that started the concept of the three-week syndrome, which we're going to be marah very shortly. The Gemara then tells us in Masechtas Tainis, on Dav Cheftes, that how, unfortunately, when the Maraglim came back and gave a besura concerning what Eretz Yisrael was all about, and basically they made a statement, a very, very negative statement, and I'll state to you what they said. The Maraglim said a very, very, very negative lashon. The basic kind of was that when it comes to our ability to capture Eretz or inherit Eretz Israel, so the Gemara in Seita Daf Lamed Hey says the following. It says the Gadol Dibra Maraglim Ba'isav Shah, that the Maraglim in their lashon hara concerning Eretz Israel spoke a terrible, terrible thing at that point in time. Ki chazaku mimenu. Chazal say, what do they mean, chazaku mimenu? They're too strong for us. So Chazal say, don't interpret mimenu means for us, elimenu for him. Kavi yachal afilo bal habayis, and yachal lahotzi kelim misham. What does the Gemara mean? It means that the Maraglim inferred, and this happened on the night of Tisha B'Av, Tes B'Av, that not only we can't conquer Eretz Israel, but the Ribbono Shel doesn't have the military capacity to capture the land and allow us to inherit Eretz Israel. They're strong not only to us, they're strong even in fighting off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baal HaBayis can't accomplish to do what he wants to do to allow us to inherit the land. So Chazal say they question the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the all-powerfulness of Hashem, that they themselves witnessed for so many days from the time of the Nisim of the Makos and Mitzrayim until this point in time. They question it, incomprehensible, and the Rambam deals a great deal with the Marni Levuch and try to explain how they can have such a misconception. But nevertheless, Chazal tell us that this questioning of Hashem's omnipotence therefore violated the mitzvah say of Kabbalah Satorah of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, the first mitzvah of the Aseret Dibros. When we say Anoich Hashem Elokecha, we're supposed to believe, number one, in the Metzias, the existence of one God that created the universe and therefore is in charge of all that's taking place. Besides that, Metzias Hashem, the concept of Hashem's omniscience, Yedias Hashem, Hashem's divine providence, his knowledge of all that's going on in the world, in every human being's activities, in all the nations' activities on the face of this earth, all that human beings are doing and animals are doing, Hashem is Mashkiach B'tachtonim, therefore Kaifa, when it comes to Hashem's knowledge, and most importantly over here, they were Kaifa in Yechelus Hashem, the omnipotence of a God. There's nothing on the face of this universe that God cannot create and cannot change in its creation, and Mashallah Master Bereshis, and turn it inside out and outside in, as we saw in the miracles that took place in the Egypt, where Hashem took natural law and manipulated it momentarily to execute the Makos against the Egyptian Empire. By saying Hashem, who can change the world, who created the world, Yesh Mi'ayim, and has so much divine powers, so much omnipotence, to question whether or not he has the ability to allow us to have the military might to capture and conquer Eretz Israel. That's Apikursus Gemura. They were kaifa in the mitzvahs asay of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, and in the chet, going back to the Egel Azov, where idolatry was basically taking place, they violated the second mitzvah of the service of Dibros, the lav, lo yukha echon mechem al panai. Therefore, the chet of the Cheta Ego took place on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. The Cheta of the Maraglim took place on Tisha B'Av of that year, and therefore that's how the 3 weeks came into existence. It caused a Zman Ra, and since time, as I point out to you, is impressionable, it therefore had the Zman have a negative essence, and therefore the Medrash says, the Medrash Necha says, that because of this, these 3 weeks became Zmanei Poronius. They're called Bein HaMitzarim, based upon the Pasuk in Eichon, the first Perek, Korad Feha Isigua Bein HaMitzarim. Those who pursue us can pursue us during the negative time of the 3 weeks. The Medrash calls them Yoimi Do'oka, days of disaster, of tragedy, Yitzayim B'Tamas up to Tisha B'Av. And therefore, they say, Shabbahem Ketub Mariri Motsui, destructive spiritual powers exist in this world. So that's how those 3 weeks came into existence. And therefore, the only way for us to deal with them is to realize, if we want to therefore eradicate this zman, the negative zman, and to make it in once again into a positive zman, we have to do tshuva. We have to think of what happened over here, as the Rambam says before, to ma'ayin, what took place to cause the tragedies. And Chazal, in fact, tell us very, very explicitly something very powerful. They point out that if, in fact, Kalal Yisrael does a tshuva gemura entirely on the chatayim that cause these specific tragedies take place, so there's a pasuk in Tanakh. The pasuk says very explicitly in Sefer Zechariah, "Kol atzaymus elu asidim libatu lemaisa Mashiach lo od el Hashem asidim lios yom tov v'yemei sasim v'simcha," which means they're going to turn from days of yom tov, turn from days of disaster to days of yom tov and simcha. Shenel koyim Hashem sevakais. Tzema Ravi, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shvi, Tzema Siri, Yilabes Yehuda L'sasun L'simcha, L'maydim Tevin V'emes V'hashalam Ehavu. Pasuk in Zechariah, one day we're going to be able to do such a tshuva gemura, we'll be able to change them from Yemei Paranius to Yemei Sasun V'simcha, etc. And in fact, Chazal point out that when the Gemara darshins the psukim over here and in Zechariah, so the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, very something quite interesting. Gemara says it's called tzom, and it's called a concept. When it's called tzom, quite obviously, and it's also called Yemei Sasim V'Simcha. So the Gemara says, at the time that we have, unfortunately, tzom fast. Ain't shalom, there's no shalom amongst Klal Yisrael, there's no peace amongst us, there's no peace in the world, it's a day of fasting. But when there's shalom in this world, yil asasim l'simcha. So to determine whether or not it's going to be good days or bad days will be dependent, the Navi says, based upon the existence of shalom amongst Klal Yisrael and shalom in the world at large. Keep this in mind as we get to the next part of the shir at this specific point in time. Now, I want to go immediately to a Gemara in Masechtas Yoma. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Yoma, very interesting Gemara, very peladic Gemara, on Daf Tesam Abeis, the following statement. Migdash Arisha, when it came to the first base of Migdash, Mnei Macharav, why was it destroyed? Mnei Gimel, Hadar Mishahayubo. There were three major various Klal Yisrael committed in Eretz Israel during Bayis Rishon. What were they? Avodah Zarah, idolatry; Gilui Arayos, sexual perversities; Shfichas Dam, murder was taking place. And the Gemara quotes the various sources for this. So the three Averis Chamuras were the major theme of the negativism of what the Jews did during Bayis Rishon itself. Chazal tell us, unfortunately, and this is unfortunately, Klal Yisrael did not do what they were supposed to do when it came to Kibush Eretz Yisrael. The ones who talk about this Bariches are specifically, I saw Hirsch and others go into Bariches. They point out that if you look in the Parshias HaShavua, if we find in Parshas Maaseh, the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is contained therein, Harash Torah V'Yishavtem Bah, if you look very carefully in the psukim in Parshas Maaseh, what you have over there is a statement that your mandate when you come into Eretz Israel is to get rid of and destroy all the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Israel that existed, that was performed by the Canaanite nations that lived in Eretz Israel at that point in time. Destroy all their idols, destroy all their temples, destroy all their altars, whatever they use, Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed and literally annihilated. Those Canaanite nations who don't want to become,
you are listening
we call,
to Ben's
converted,
Torah.
Not to Judaism, to become Geirei Teishev, to give up Avodah Zarah and observe Zionist B'nai Noach, and they were given that choice. You don't want to do that? Because if you wanted to convert, to become a Geir Teishev, which means you're a guy, but you're given the schus because you want to observe Zionist B'nai Noach, to stay in Eretz Yisrael, to live there as a resident, stranger, Gesundheit, we have you here. But if you don't want to basically give up Avodah Zarah, you want to be an idolater, then leave the land immediately. Because if you don't leave the land, the next choice is the Milchemes Mitzvah against you, and we will destroy you. Hachrim Tachrimen. Mitzvah, destruction of the idolaters who stayed in Eretz Canaan at the time of our Knesa with Yeshua and Klal Yisrael. So the fact of the matter is they were supposed to eradicate not only the idols and the various figures of idolatry, but the people of Oved Avodah Zarah were supposed to eradicate. There shouldn't be any Oved Avodah Zarah left in Eretz Israel after the Kibush took place. Unfortunately, as Afresh points out, Klal Yisrael captured the territories and control all the territories, but they did not eradicate all the pockets of idolaters who were living there up until this point in time. They were not mekayim the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim in its entirety. And by the fact they left pockets of idolaters still living in Eretz Israel during Bayis Rishon, and because commercial activities took place between the Jews and these idolaters who were living there, the Jews started becoming mushpa'im, got involved in idolatry. Unfortunately, there was intermarriage taking place and other stuff taking place, and Jews started being involved in idolatry, and which means Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, that is part of the Avodah Zarah world, and unfortunately, Shvichas Dam, some will be molech their children, to molech and others in flames and fires. You read Sefer Melachim, you start to cry when you see what happened during the Melucha of Bayis Rishon. It's simply incomprehensible what the Malachim, not only Malachim didn't stop them, many Malachim led them in this type of idolatrous worship. But now is not the time for an entire Tanakh lesson of Sefer Malachim. You read Sefer Malachim, you will see what I mean. When you look at all the Nevi'im who were in this Mesnabe in this period of time, how they cried out their hearts to tell the people, don't you realize the ramifications of what you're doing, of leaving these idol worships there and following their derachim and going in their chukos and their mishpatim and literally doing things that literally are matanei Eretz Yisrael. They were warned over and over and over again by myriads and myriads of Nevi'im. The Klal Yisrael at large ultimately did not listen. And for that reason, as you'll see at the end of Sefer Malachim, that the Churban took place, Babel came, Nebuchadnezzar came, Nebuchadnezzar came, and destroyed the Yish of Eretz at that point in time, and threw us into Gavolus Babel for 70 years. That was Churban Bayis Rishon. But now we come to an important akuda. When it comes to Migdash Sheni, the second base of Migdash, that was established after the 70 years of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And Bayis Sheni, Baruch Hashem, at least ostensibly, says the Gemara, Masech Des Yoma, Migdash Sheni show you oiskin b'teirah b'mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasod, wow, the oisik in Torah, the oisik in mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasodim, Menei Macharef. Why in the world was the second base of Migdash destroyed? Says the Gemara, Menei Shehoyos Abasin Aschinim, because there was unnecessary hatred between Jew and Jew, not necessary, no reason for the sinner, l'lamecha, to teach us that the equality and the chet between sinas chinam, sheshekula sinas chinam, keneged, averis of a zogra shrichas adam. That believe it or not, unwarranted, unnecessary sinner for another Jew is equated to Rachman Lutzan, as if you committed the three Averis Chamuros, and therefore that's why the second base of Migdash was destroyed as well. Heledikah Gemara. Heledikah Gemara. And that's why the Rishenim, and especially the Achreinim, want to understand what's going on over here. What do you mean there was Sinis Chinim and Bayis Sheni? What was going on over there? What was taking place? Who were the ones who had sinned for each other? So there is a Peledika Nitziv. Nitziv that's contained in the Sagdama, the Sefer Bereishis, asks this question, and he says, what in the world was the reason that the Rabbeinu Shlom destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash? First Beis HaMikdash we discussed, the three Averis Chamuras. But what was the reason of Churban Bayis Sheni, Sinas Chinam? What are you talking about? So says the Nitziv the following, that when it comes to the din of punishment of Bayesheni, the Tziduk HaDin, it was a Dari Kesh of Salto, a crooked generation. What does it mean? I'm reading you literally. Shoyu Tzadikim v'chasidim v'amalei ha-teva. People who were Tzadikim, Chasidim, they toiled in Torah, the Gemara says, Ach lo hayu yisharim alichas olamim. But their interaction with other Jews, other human beings, was not proper. Why? There was sinas chinam b'libam. Unfortunately, had sinas chinam in the hearts towards other Jews. Chashdo mishara shenayik shaleik adatam b'yiras Hashem. Shul tzeduki v'apor b'bikaris. When they saw Jews that had different hashkafas in their way that they observed Torah v'mitzvahs. They observed Torah v'mitzvahs, but they had different hashkafas, different ideologies. They therefore called these people names. They called them apikurasim and other types of negative names to put them down. If you don't hold like me and dress like me and talk like me and act like me and have my hashkafas, you're a tzeduki and apikaris. By dezer, it caused even some bloodshed to take place as they fought the Derech Haflaga. And because of this, there was such a lack of achdus during Bayesheni, even amongst the Gedolei Hadar. This caused a Chilul Shem Shamayim and the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. This was the Tzidek HaDin, says the Nitziv, Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Yashahu, Hashem's Mida, that he wants to always put forth, besides Emes is Yashris, and he's not Soivul Tzadikim, who holech, do not go B'derech HaYosha, and don't involve themselves with other human beings in a proper format. If you go in a akmimus, a crooked way, even though you claim you're doing what you're doing l'shem shamayim, but you cause a destruction of the harmony of the Jewish community, that's churban habriyah, and that causes churban of the Beis HaMikdash. It was seen as chinam, therefore, of people who are on the highest spiritual level, who unfortunately caused the churban to take place, and this is what quite obviously you cry when you read these words of the Nitziv. But to go one step further, I'm going to show you what some of the colleagues of the Nitziv said to even elaborate upon this. And that is the following. We have a couple of the Gedolim who are contemporaries of the Nitziv who are marach a little bit upon what the Nitziv says when it comes to what happened over here. I want to quote them for you to hear them, so you'll understand clearly what we're trying to emphasize in this specific case. Bear with me one second. I'll get to their quotation. What you have over here are two Gedolim, contemporaries. One was the famous Beis HaLevi himself, a contemporary when Rosh Yeshiva is in Volozhin as well, and a Gadol Rav Yonis and Eibeshitz, and his Yaris HaDavash. And what they say is the following, that when people saw there was sin amongst Talmidei Chachamim, and animosity taking place, the Bezayin taking place, it caused such a Chilul Shem Shamayim, I'm quoting them, that the Hamonam developed a total distaste for Talmidei Chachamim, saying to themselves that this is what Talmidei Chachamim are. What do I want to have to do with Torah? They develop a pirut between the Mekablei Torah and the Hamonam, and many of the Hamonam underwent, because of this, rejection of Torah and mitzvahs, and apikurasis took place, and not only were they kaifer in the leadership of the Talmidei Chachamim who acted this way, but ultimately caused them to literally reject HaKadosh Baruch, whose Torah they represented. It was the kfir in HaKadosh Baruch by HaKadosh Baruch B'yatzmo, a total chilul Shem Shemayim who took place, and this is what caused this chilul Hashem, the churban of Bayesheni. When you read it, it's hard to believe, it's hard to imagine it, but nevertheless, these Gedolim record, this is what took place to cause the churban of Bayis Sheni. So the Mefarso, the Beis HaLevi, and others point out the following. When it came to the chet of the Egel Hazav, The Churban lasted only 70 years. There were many activities of the tzaddikim and people during that time that showed a desire to do tshuva and kapara. We think about the concept of the Gedolim, Daniel, who was willing to be cast into a den of lions for his religious beliefs. And Elijah Mishael Azariah, cast into a burning oven for their beliefs. Hashem saved them miraculously, but were ready to die al Kiddush Hashem. The fights that Mordechai had when it came to the terrible, terrible Seinim of the Kufa in Persia, which happened during these 70 years, that literally he wasn't going to bow down to Haman or any other type of entity that represented idolatry or kafir into this world. Their lives were in jeopardy. There was a genocide declared against the Jewish people. They were willing to risk their lives for the sake of being Mekadesh Shem HaShemayim. Those activities caused Hisaris and Shemayim that the Gola should end after 70 years and be able to return to rebuild Eretz Israel. So there was a tshuva gemura, and not only that, on Shesa Knesset Gedolah, the beginning of Bayis Sheni, when Mespalon did Avedat Hashem to Mavatel the terrible Yetzahara that caused people to even be inclined to be involved in idolatry, to get the Yetzar out of Klal Yisrael, we shouldn't have a repetition of that type of activity. But when it comes to Bayis Sheni, we didn't have a kapara gemura on the concept of Sinas Chinam. And unfortunately, still Sinas Chinam in existence ad hayom hazeh rachmana litzlan. If that's the case, we need to repair that. And the only way to repair the Sinas Chinam and bring us back to a Bayis Shlishi and Mechapa and the Chet of Churban Bayis Sheni is to have Avas Achinam rather than Sinas Chinam. When there's unlimited love and compassion and concern for your fellow Jew and Jewess, and you have Avas Yisrael and Avas Abrios, and you cause a Kiddush Shem Shemayim with everything you do in your interaction with your fellow Jew and Jewish and people at large. So the Gemara says you cause by doing that a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, you make the Shem Hashem B'shahev as Yadecha, as the Gemara says in Yomer, you bring a tremendous Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That is the method and the format to cause a Kiddush Shem Shemayim to Mechapa on the Chet of Churban Bayis Sheni and bring the ultimate Mashiach. And that's what Gedolim over the centuries have emphasized we got to do as part and process of observing these 3 weeks, to realize what caused these 3 weeks to become Zman Paronius, to do a tshuva gemura and turn them into, once again, Zman Sasim V'Simcha, as the Navi said in Zechariah. That's the Aveda we're trying to accomplish with all the halachas of Avelis and Tanesim and all the Inuyim we had during this time period, to wake us up, realize what caused the tzara. B'yodeichem, it's in your hands to change the situation. If you do tshuva and ma'isem tevim, and you act the proper way, to mechapa the negative way you acted, this will bring the ultimate Mashiach to come. Now with this in mind, hearing this, and understanding what the 3 weeks are all about, it's not just to abstain from this, and abstain from that, and have this Yisurim and that Yisurim. That's only a way to arouse us to have a little introspection, to think where we're going, where we're headed, and what we have to do in order to have the Tikkun HaGadol to take place, to be Zeicha B'Shiach to come. If that's the purpose of the 3 weeks and all the halachas that are related to these specific days, so therefore I want to mention the following story. It's a very sad story. It's a story of something that happened in my own mishpacha a couple of weeks ago. And many of you know what happened because this became very foursome in the press, but I'll give you a very quick understanding what took place and what happened as a result of this. Over 4 or 5 weeks ago, my wife's granddaughter was riding a bicycle in front of a house, in front of a brand new Beis Knesses that her father was building in the Pomona East community in the Muncie area and Spring Valley area, and a beautiful, beautiful Moised shul that's going to be built with Zecher Nishmas, his father, Rav Chino Getzel Herzberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one of the great mechanichim of our generation, the principal, the mechanich, the menayel of the famous Yeshiva South Shore, Shiva Teves Chaim for many, many, many years. He was not only the manal of that specific yeshiva, but he was a manig ruchni of not only the Talmidim and their families in the yeshiva, he was a manig ruchni of the entire Jewish community, of the entire Fav Chaif Tam's area. He was loved, respected, and k'nai nahara, an individual, if you have to say, Mamalchi Rabbanin, who is considered a melech, who has royalty. He represented the royalty of what Torah is all about, together with his wonderful Eishes Chayel, Tibadu L'Chayim, Naomi. Together they built a Bayis Nemen B'Yisrael and built a beautiful, beautiful Teredik and Mishpacha that was Shem V'Teferes, that what these boys and girls do, the children, grandchildren and such, cause a continual Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's incredible to see the family. And it was a zchus for me, ultimately, my last Rebbetzin, Zichrono Livracha, died. I thought I'd never get married again. I finally ended up, Hashem made the shidduch, but I married Naomi, and when I entered into their mishpacha, to see their mishpacha firsthand, I saw and experienced the Kiddush Shem Shemayim of this family, how the following the Mahalech of my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Herzberg Zatzal, where I was very close with him as being the Rav of the White Shul, the chairman of the Vada Rabbanim of the community, and the chairman of the Vada Chinuch of South Shore. I got very intimately involved with him, saw what he did, he saw what I did. Mutual respect, mutual mechavet ze'ezeh, we gave each other tremendous covenant and respect, and we worked together to try to make this community a real Teridic community as strong as it possibly could be. When I got to the Mishpacha Baruch Hashem, I had the schus of meeting all the Kindelach, all the Einiklach, and one of the children, whose name is Chaim Yehuda Lev, he himself was who developed and created the Pomona community. He's the one who's building the Shunel for Zecher Nishmas, his father. And I was able to meet his cute little family, his young family at that point in time. It's over 7 years ago. And I was able to meet all the Kindelach, including this little Charlotte, Aleha Shalom, who greeted me, called me Zaydi Tzvi, made a song about me, welcomed me into the Mishpacha. And Baruch Hashem, I had a close relationship with her and all the other kids, not only of his Mishpacha, but of all the children of Rabbi Herzberg Zatzal and Nami. I got close to all of them to see them close up what a mishpach of Torah really could be and should be. This little Shendel, who was called Charlotte after one of her grandmothers, was a very, very special little girl. She was very ruchni, very spiritual, very lebedik. She sang, she loved Torah, mitzvahs, and she loved dealing with Torah concepts. And she was loved and respected by her teachers in the Yeshiva Spring Valley, the women's division. She sang beautiful nigunim songs. We have now tapes. We were able to see her sing with her Gantz and Neshama, songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc. And one day, this little girl, a couple of weeks ago, was riding her bicycle in front of her parents in the house, in front of the shul that's being built. And unfortunately, one of the neighbors, who was driving his very, very big car, was driving down the road, and he wasn't speeding. He was going normal speed, very careful. He's a member of Hatzalah. And somehow, she was coming from a different part of a different road. As kids are, an eight-year-old, you know, likes to ride bicycles. It seems she crashed into this automobile and was killed instantly, Rachmanu Litzlan, when she slammed into the car. And she died on the spot, ultimately speaking, in retrospect. When this phenomenon became known, and it was not easy for Naomi to hear this besura taking place, this is a granddaughter, she loved to deal like she loves all her grandchildren, she almost fainted, she had to sit down, she was crying bitterly. I was there, trying to calm her down, and the kids came over to try to calm it down. It was something that was incomprehensible. And the entire night, the torment continued until the next day we had the Levaya take place in Muncie, one of the Batei Kavaretz, one of the Bati Avos of the Mishpacha, who were buried in a specific cemetery in Muncie itself. When we came to the Levaya, Yudi, her father, was maspit. And I'll never forget the hesped. I never heard a hesped like this in my life. Hopefully I should never hear a hesped like this again in my life. But he gave a hesped that literally impacted on everybody who was standing at that Levaya at that point in time. And the basic gist of what he said was the following. He says, I can't comprehend what just happened over here. We're maminim b'nei maminim, that everything happens in this world. Hakol b'dei shemayim, everything is Hashem's divine will. And if that's the case, we're mechuyev as Jews to be matzdik as adin for tzidik adin, and not be mahari after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to explain, you know, some of the facts and confusion over here that we have to interpret. Is that I want you to know that the person who ended up really accidentally killing my daughter, besides being my neighbor, is my personal friend for many, many years. Him and his wife are personal friends of my wife, myself. Their kids play with our kids on a continual, ongoing basis, a part of the Pomona East community. Not only that, this man who was driving the car is my personal chavrus. I learn with him every day Torah. Not only that, he's a chashev, a member of the Hatzalah of our community, a person who's meticulous in Hatzalah's lefashos and saving lives. That he should be the agent to cause the death of my daughter, he says, I can't comprehend it, but derech hateva. Usually, Megalgul and Schusa de Zaka, de Chio de Chayiv. But this young man is not a Chayiv, he's a tzaddik. Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, a wonderful, loving neighbor. It's just incomprehensible. And the only thing I can say is a way of perhaps understanding it. This is a Nesayim in Hashemayim. Hashem gave us a Nesayim Gadol over here. Whatever divine reason that Rabban Hashem wanted back, the Helig and Hashem of my daughter, of Shendala. He wanted to come back into Shemayim, but unfortunately it happened in the way that my neighbor was involved, who's a Yidid Nefesh of mine, which indicates that there's a higher reason behind what's going on over here. Reasons that perhaps we can't comprehend, and we're not expected to comprehend. But the question is how you react to this Nisayim. And my reaction to this Nisayim is we're not going to allow this to cause a machlokus and a division in our community. We're not going to allow machlokus to take place. I'm not going to, God forbid, sever my relationship with my Yidid Nefesh, my friend, my Chavrusa, incredible lover of my family and a person whose family I love as well. We're not going to allow disdain and anger to get the best of us. Rachman al-San, the Torah does mention the concept of people who are goyel adam, when you kill even a mishpacha member accidentally. They used to make special cities that were set aside for the purposes, or mikvah, to save the accidental murderer from being punished by anybody in the mishpacha who normally want to punish the murderer even accidentally. Over here, we're not dealing on that level. There's no mikvah, there's no punishment. Because obviously, this was the Yad Hashem. He didn't even know he hit her until after the car stopped and he heard something bumping into it. He didn't even see her bumping into the car. She is a little bicycle, she's a little kid. Rachman al-Tzan, only when he got out of the car did he see what happened, and he almost fainted on the spot. So we have to react differently and say to ourselves, if Hashem was having us tested, the Satan was having us tested over here, we have to show we're not going to have machloikis and sinna. We're going to have avas achinam. Ava, and to take over and to make sure we maintain the Ava, maintain the Shalom in our community, and therefore pray to Hashem that for the schus of the Helig and Hashem of my little Shendela, that the same way I'm willing to be Meichel together with my wife and forgive the person who is the agent over here and is an agent, and not hold any animus and show love and compassion and concern and have my Ava Sachinim override my pain and anguish, and therefore have Shalom between us maintained. But I want to say that we should therefore, for my daughter, to give her an aliyah for neshama, that everybody should try to make Shalom with people perhaps you might have a machlokas with, for whatever reason it might be. And any couples of people who make Shalom, to try to get rid of animus that shouldn't be there and replace sinas chinam with avas chinam. Should be a schus for my aliyah, for my daughter's neshama. She can't do anything for herself anymore in this world. But people give, make shalom and peace with each other. That could be attributed in her schus and her memory to be an aliyah for neshama and shemayim, to let her live along and gather more zechuyos by Klai Yisrael collectively, making from sinas chinam avas chinam and bringing ultimate, the ultimate Yeshua and the gula of Klai Yisrael when it comes to the coming of Mashiach. The Masakim, the Chet of Chorban Bayesheni, the Avas Chinam, Shekanker, Sinas Chinam. This is what he said at the Levaya, and his words started to reverberate on levels I've never seen before. Before we knew it, the message he gave at that Levaya that was meant for only for the Levaya became known in the community, became known now in all around the states of America, and became known now in the entire world at large. At this point in time, there are people from 45 countries around the world who have sent letters to Yudi and his wife telling them that because of the speech he gave and his ability to take the potential sinas chinam and make it avas chinam and love and compassion and to meichel somebody and therefore ultimately bring shalom to this world and ultimate geula, if he's able to do it under his circumstances, we're going to do it as well. And by now, almost 2,500 people around the entire world have wrote to him that we're following your footsteps. We want to give a zechiah for this little meidla, for sheindla, and to therefore make the world a more peaceful place, that Ava should reign, Ava Shechinam, to bring the ultimate shalom in the world and Mashiach to come. This is what he did. He caused the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, him and his wonderful Eishes Chayil. It's something to see, something to hear, and something to witness. It's supposed to be part of such a mishpacha to have the capacity to do such. But this is something that we therefore see is curative. It can be done, even in the most difficult circumstances. If you want to get rid of the 3 weeks and bring the ultimate gula redemption to take place and have binyan of the third base of Middash to take place, we have to do what Chazal tell us. Get rid of the sin of the Shechinim, replace it with Avas Shechinim, bring Shalom to this world. When Hashem sees an Achdus of Klal Yisrael, it will come an Am Echad, as we stood the Har Sinai, like Ish Echad, Ubalev Echad. And when you see Achdus amongst the Jews and love amongst the Jews, that alone is a kapara for Klal Yisrael, sin of Shechinim amongst themselves. It also can generate the concept of Av and love, of Avas Abrius to the entire world at large. As the Ari HaKadosh told his Talmidim before he passed away, make sure you perfect not only your Ben Adam Lamakom, your Ben Adam Lachavero, of the concept of Ava, of love, Ava Sabrios, should also be perfected by you to reach high levels of spirituality, even when it comes to your Kabbalistic connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We therefore see we have an Achrayus. So let us make these 3 weeks, 3 weeks of tshuva, of repentance, of contemplation, get rid of the narishkeit of sinus chinam that might exist because of narishkeit that took place. Let's realize the important things is to bring Jews together and show love and compassion and connectivity between one Jew and another Jew. When Hashem sees shalom amongst the Jewish people, that allows us with avas achinam to rectify the chataim of bayasheni, to rectify the chataim of the galus we've been living in, to the bringing of the Mashiach to come, Gula to take place, the Yeshuas, the Nechamais. It will bring the Mashiach to come, Tchias HaMesim to take place, and reunions will take place between those who passed away over thousands of years and the family members who are alive today. The tremendous things to look for, the regathering of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Israel, the eradication of all the sinner against the Jews that exists at the world at large, all the anti-Semitism, and Hashem's help will be eradicated. Hashem says when it comes to the Moshe Mashiach, Moch Emcha, Zech Amalek. I'll get rid of all the Amalekis, the sin, the skin that exists in the world. With my divine powers, I can do things the human beings on the face of this earth cannot do. So we have our Chiyuv of Ishtadlus. Let's hope and pray in these 3 weeks, we're Mishtadel, Mamali Miderech HaTeva, to make peace and love, and literally reconnect with our friends and relatives and strangers that we might have had a momentary machlokas with, People should be mocha one another, show love and concern for each other. And Chazal say very explicitly, if you want to know how Mashiach's going to take come, I want to quote one more pasuk before I complete the shiur today. And this pasuk basically tells it all. The Peledik, the pasuk relates, ultimately speaking, to Yolkinik Dula. And the Rambam, basically, is the one who emphasizes this over and over again. He basically tells us that when it comes, quite obviously, to this man that we're hoping for, we have to realize that it's through tzedakah v'chesed that Klal Yisrael will have the zchus of having the Mashiach come. The Rambam says very, very explicitly that en kisei yisrael eschoinein, the throne of the crown of the Meluch of Klal Yisrael will not be established, v'das emes amedes, ele p'tzedakah, through charity, through chesed, and tzedakah and chesed, shenema p'tzedakah, techloneni, en yisrael negolem ele p'tzedakah, the Klal Yisrael will be redeemed through charity, through tzedakah, and through chesed, shenema, tzion b'mishpati padeh, v'shaveh b'tzedakah. If that's the case, we want to have, therefore, this to take place. Going back to the Maamar Chazal I mentioned before, that when there is Shalom in Klal Yisrael, and Chesed, Sassam v'simcha u'vizach v'sassam v'simcha. That's the secret. That's what we have to aspire to. Let's hope and pray this year should be also an aliyah for the neshama of the little Hayalda Shendel, Bas Reb Chaim, Yehuda Leib, Zichrono Lefracha, Lehashalom. Let's hope and pray that we collectively, as Jew and Jewesses, will spread the message. Let's raise ourselves to a higher dagger that we're supposed to be and we're capable of achieving, and through that bring the ultimate Gula redemption and bring Sasam Simcha to Klal Yisrael for all the years to come.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.